Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there, too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9, we can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. 20 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR2.
B-Pod Studios.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Frightening new videos released of a daytime shootout on a Roxbury sidewalk. The best and worst times to get out of town for the weekend. And it's looking like a big movie weekend. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Kanye's questionable fashion statement breaks the internet. And scary moment for one R&B star who jumped out a hospital window. And it was all caught on video.
Leroy has your sports.
If you believe the Celtics can do the unthinkable, let me get an amen.
Plus,
that's right. Plus, a NBA ref gets called out for a real-life flagrant foul.
But first, frightening new videos have been released after two men opened fire on each other in broad daylight in Roxbury. So it was on a sidewalk near Ramsey Park where kids were playing. The video shows one person in a red hoodie stop on a sidewalk, shoot several shots toward a group of people. Then a second person in a brown hoodie returns the gunfire. People running everywhere. It was just awful. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu and Police Commissioner Michael Cox announced plans to address the recent violence, including more community policing block parties, $19 million for summer jobs, and efforts to act quickly when crime happens.
Ridiculous. There's like no regard. I'm going to sound like an old lady. There's like no regard anymore for anyone's life. Really. Like, you're going to do that on a public street with kids around? Like, with anybody being around?
Mm-hmm. Seeing this, like, that little girl run
was my
just
God.
Like, God,
ridiculous.
My heart. Well, if you are hitting the roads to get out of Boston today, you won't be alone. This Memorial Day weekend is expected to be the third busiest since 2000. If you do have to travel today, AAA says the best time to get on the roads is in the morning, before noon, or after 6 p.m. Worst time to travel today between 3 and 6 p.m. And then Monday between noon and 3. Leroy, you're getting out of town, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm getting out of town.
What time
early?
Are you leaving?
More like one.
Right.
One. I just
try and push it a little earlier.
Yeah, no. How long are you driving? Like, how many hours are you going to be on the road? Are you going somewhere far?
It might be about 9 hours.
Okay, good luck with that.
Have fun.
You are legit going right at the worst time.
Well, it'll be busy in the air as well. And if you're headed to Logan, expect long lines. You should get there at least 2 hours before your flight. I do that anyway, but and 2.5 to 3 hours for international
that
travel.
That is the worst. I hate that. I hate traveling with people that want to do that. I hate. What do you want to sit in an airport for 2 hours?
Because I want to be ready on time.
I get it.
Go sit, eat, have a drink, read a book.
No.
I mean, come on.
Ugh.
There's plenty to do. And big movie weekend as the much anticipated The Little Mermaid hits theaters. It stars Halle Bailey as Ariel, as well as Jonah Howard King as Prince Eric, Melissa McCarthy as Ursula, also one of my favorites, David Diggs plays Sebastian. And the other movie in theaters is About My Father, starring Robert De Niro and comedian Sebastian Maniscalco.
I love him. And I'm so, I did a mozzarella making class yesterday in the North End, and it was to promote the movie, which I'm really excited about because I do love Sebastian Maniscalco. And only thing is, I'm looking, my friend Jamie and I, we're going to go see it, and he always likes to look at the Rotten Tomato scores. It's not getting great reviews.
Mm.
I don't care, though. I'm going to see it. Oh. It looks really good.
Well, I've loved seeing, since people went yesterday to see The Little Mermaid, mm-hmm. just seeing, like, adults and little kids, like, yeah. dressed as mermaids and just, aww. Oh, it's so cute. My goddaughter's so excited. Mm-hmm. Anyway, here's Melissa with the juice.
All right, well, Kanye has officially broken the internet. Kanye, you know, he's known for his questionable fashion choices. And yesterday was no different. He was on an ice cream date with his wife, Bianca, and he was wearing a black shirt and black pants. No shoes, by the way, which is somewhat normal for him. But he also wore obnoxious looking shoulder pads, making him look like a busted football player. Fans, as you can expect, were roasting him on social media. One tweet read, "Bro looks like he's ready to hop on the field and score a touchdown." Oh, another man. User said he looks like a Roblox character. Leroy, I know you had some issues with the outfit too.
Yeah, I had a little. I mean, what? But then I thought about it. There's nothing new under the sun.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
Not act like shoulder pads wasn't a thing.
No, decades ago. It was, Leroy, but there's a difference between the little padding on the shoulders and what he was wearing. He looked like he had that whole, like, chest, like, shoulder suit, like that football like players
Photoshop.
Wear. It did look like Photoshop. I thought it was 50 Cent at first, and
like
somebody had jacked
so
up.
Tiny.
Oh, my God. It was so bizarre. Well, the man who allegedly shot and killed Takeoff has officially been charged. Patrick Xavier Clark was officially indicted on murder charges Thursday by a grand jury. No further details have been released about the indictment, and it's unclear whether the DA in the case will make a motion to seek capital punishment, as Texas is a death penalty state. It is also unclear whether Clark was eligible for bond after the indictment. And scary moments for B2K's Raz B yesterday in Kansas City. Now, it all started when Raz B posted a video to his Instagram while staying at a Hilton hotel, saying he didn't feel safe there.
If I'm in Kansas City, I'm at the Hilton Hotel, and I'm telling everybody right now, Raz B does not feel safe. Pull out an APB for Raz B in Kansas City. I don't feel safe. I don't feel safe.
It was really bizarre. He was saying that he was fighting to stay alive. He didn't want to have this surgery here. And he also posted the address for a Kansas City hospital. Now, hours later, this was yesterday morning now, a video surfaced on social media showing Raz B breaking a window at the hospital that he was at and attempting to climb out on the roof. And of course, there was concern that Raz B might jump off the ledge. Police say fire department responded to the scene and placed mats down below in case he did jump. Police say a negotiator got involved. He ultimately did go back inside the window peacefully. He was treated by medical staff. And people online, of course, very concerned about his behavior. And it's unclear what his condition is right now. No word on what the surgery was going to be. Obviously, he's going through something. So hopefully he gets the help that he needs, because that video was really scary. All right. On to some better news. Here's Leroy with sports.
Who's going to win it?
Yep.
The Celtics.
Yep.
Because there's no other reason why. The Celtics are the ball.
That's right. Now, listen, we've been over this for what seems like a thousand times. No team in NBA history has ever come back to win a playoff series after being down 3-0. But my God, it really feels like the Celtics could do it. It does. Not only did the Celtics beat the Heat last night 110-97, but they are playing like a truly united team for the first time in a long, long time. And check this out. Out of those 150 teams who have been down 3-0 in a series, only 8 have forced a game 6. And the Celtics are one of them. So, I mean, anything's possible. Game 6 goes down tomorrow night in Miami at 8:30. Check this out. Staying in the NBA, Eric Lewis, an NBA ref, has apparently been caught with a Twitter burner account Oh. What? Where he would go back and forth with people who criticize his referee.
No!
Now check this out. Apparently, his known email was linked to the burner account, and that's how he got caught. So,
hilarious. It's crazy.
In the West Finals of the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Dallas Stars avoided the sweep by beating the Vegas Golden Knights in overtime 4-3. Tonight, we got the Sox taking on the Diamondbacks at 9:40. Revs take on Chicago tomorrow night at 7:30. And again, Celtics, Heat, Game 6 tomorrow night at 8:30. And one more time for the road.
Who's going to win?
Yep. Yep.
Because there's no other reason why. The Celtics are the ball.
I will say I was also, once again, correct on my prediction. I was only off on the score by 3 points.
Okay, really?
I said they were going to win between 5 and 10 points. They won by 13.
Yeah, now, if you could, everybody saw it on social media.
Oh, you ran my Paul into Pierce the story. Truth.
What happened?
Maybe I'll get into that. Maybe a little later this hour. But okay. I did run it. I did see Paul Pierce before the game. He was actually on his way to the game when I ran into him.
Okay.
And found out he's a very big fan of the show.
Oh, wow.
Yes. We will get into that a little bit later this hour.
All right. And that's just sports.
All right. Today's good news. Graduates at UMass Boston got a special gift at their graduation.
Yes, they did.
So their commencement speaker was Quincy-based billionaire Rob Hale, who surprised the 2,500 graduates with $1,000 each. He said he was inspired by the act of giving and wanted each student to also give back. So he gave them two envelopes. One was $500. That was for them, and the other was for them to give away the other $500 to an organization or cause of their choosing. And this is actually not the first time that he's done this. In 2021, he also gave graduates from Quincy College $1,000 each. Now, you have to watch the video on our Get Up Goon Facebook page, and let me tell you, focus on the woman with the hot pink on top of her cap, because her reaction is absolutely
hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Hey, if you knew a graduate from there and they came home and they were like, hey, it was cool, but just $1,000, what would you say to them?
Come on. You can't be greedy when it comes, because that's...
Then go back and look at the girl with the pink.
Okay, I got to check it out.
That woman is, oh, man.
And my question, and I hate to poop on good news, which is what Romero usually does a lot, but how many of those kids do you think are really going to give away that other 500? That's my question.
I think they will.
I think a good chunk of them will, but I also think there's a chunk that's going to be like, you know what?
Right.
Let me just keep that extra five.
They will. Would you?
I would. I would give it away.
Yeah.
I would give it away.
She'd give hers away to,
give it to
the nonprofit Encore.
Yeah, the person named Encore.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up!
In the morning.
On Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Steny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR281332.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.